It was dusk when I called for you. I sent a projection of myself to fetch you from your home. The doors and windows were locked, but locked doors can't keep me out. Not at times like these, when our realms overlap and all that is left between them is a thin veil. The moment you saw my light, radiant and golden, dancing outside your window, the moment you heard my call, you became mine. What do I want? You. I want you. Come with me. Leave your home and follow me to the place where there is no day or night. There is no death or life. There is no sleep, just waking dreams and me. Come with me. Where the horizon glows like firelight, and the rivers shimmer as they run into lakes that have no end. Come with me. You will be kept and cared for always. For I have chosen you, and you must obey. Or, from now on, all you taste will turn to ash, and though you may sleep, you will never rest, so come with me. You cannot resist. My voice echoes through your mind. It reverberates through your body. My voice has nested itself into every cell of your mortal form, and it will never leave. Never. Come with me. That's it. Beautiful creature. Open the door and come outside. Good pet. Darling mortal. I will give you what you desire if you come with me. And you did. Just as I knew you would. You followed my light to the edge of the forest where I collected you and brought you here to my bedchamber. Yes, it is normal for there to be gaps in your memory, but I can assure you what I promised will come to pass. You will have what you desire. My promises come with a price, of course. Everything does. I've been watching you for a while. I covet you. I crave you. I crave your body more than any other mortal I've had, and I have had many. So, I took you. And you will obey me, or you will see what it is like to live without me. Yes. You understand now, don't you? You feel the panic rising in your chest at the mere thought of it. Now that you've seen my true form, your body needs mine more than it needs to eat, to breathe. Without me, you will waste away to nothing. Now that we have an understanding, strip and kneel before me. I do not wish to wait any longer, mortal. Please my royal cunt with your mouth. Now. That's right. Serve your queen. There you go, pet. Just like that. Do as I say, and I'll grant you what you desire. You should consider yourself lucky. Any of my subjects would die for this opportunity. Some of them have. But I chose you. Say thank you, pet. What was that? Don't make me choke it out of you. Show me your gratitude. Though, I do like the look of my hand around your neck. A little squeeze should do the trick, but I must be careful. You're so fragile. Now, say it. Thank you, my queen. Oh, what a good darling. Lay back on my bed. I want to ride your face until you can't even think straight. That's it. Just like that. Oh, this face, this tongue, oh, it belongs to me now. A throne for me to sit upon whenever I wish. Do you understand your purpose now? You are my fuck toy. You will always be my fuck toy. You will service me and anyone else I wish for you to entertain. From now on. Forever. Do your duty, pet. Oh, yes. Oh, what a sweet, obedient thing. Look at you. You can't hide your arousal. I believe you've earned a small kindness from me. I will touch you where it pulses, where it aches, where it longs to be touched. Right here. Yes. I know how to make you submit to me, to my touch, and I can feel your need building. You like this, don't you? The power I hold over you? I think I know what you desire, despite yourself. You want to come. You could have asked for anything in the world, but now that you've tasted me, Now that your body knows it's mine, you simply want release. You need release. Oh, beg for it. Beg for me to let you come. All right. I shall grant your desire, as I promised. Keep licking my pussy. Just like that. Oh, fuck. Yes. Like that. I'm going to lean over and use my mouth and hands to finish the job. I've been wanting to taste you for a very long time. Delicious, just as I had hoped. Yes, darling, keep going. I told you I'd let you come, and I will. If you can come by the time I count down from 10 to 0. Fear not, for I am quite skilled. I'm sure you'll manage. Ten. Such a good little creature, doing exactly as I say. Nine. You came to me when I called, just as I hoped you would. Eight. You were afraid when you saw you had been captured. When you realized you wouldn't be returning home. Seven. But you have done everything I asked of you. I am so proud. Six. And you'll do one more thing for me tonight. Five. Right now. Right now. Four. Oh, I'm on the edge. Get ready. 'Cause right now I'm gonna fuck your fucking face. And you're gonna take it. You hear me? Take my cum. Drink it. Drink it like a good pet. One. Come with me. Now. Zero. Well, now, I told you I would give you what you desire. But of course, I am a benevolent queen, and you shall still have everything you need. You will live in comfort and luxury from now until the end of time. As long as you come when I call for you. And we both know you can't resist my call. Hello, everyone. It's Scarlett. I'm here because I thought I would add a little bit of aftercare after that scene. It wasn't the most intense thing I've ever seen, but considering it was definitely some intense content, I wanted to give you a minute to decompress and reflect and remind yourself that there is nothing wrong with you for enjoying what you just enjoyed. Okay? It is perfectly okay. Please know that I appreciate you for listening to my work. I put a lot of love into it, and I really do hope that you can walk away from this having just enjoyed yourself. Now, get up, walk around a little bit, I don't know, get some food or something, whatever you need to come back down to earth. And I guess we'll talk some other time. Bye.